Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning and welcome to Clay County Corner. We're glad to have you with us today. I'm your host, Kenny Westmoreland, and our show this morning is coming to you from the studio on the ground floor of the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. I'm delighted to be back with you after being away for several weeks. And we have some good things going on this morning here on the corner, and we have some fine guests, and we're thankful to have them with us. This program comes to you each week at this time on WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country, and its purpose is to inform the people of Clay County of local happenings, events, and general information pertaining to our county, from Harmony Springs to Willow Grove and all points in between. Thank you so much for listening and for being a part of today's show. We want to be your connection for things that are going on in our fine county. We're glad that you've chosen to come by this morning and hang out on the corner with us today. But don't go away. We will be back in just a few moments.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner, the show that is all things Clay County. I've had the privilege of speaking on this show periodically for several years, and one thing that I've always enjoyed doing are shows that are remembrances, where we remember the lives of people that have contributed significantly to the county and have made their mark. And one person that we want to remember this morning is the late Pleas Copas. Pleas passed from this life last month and was blessed with over 92 years of life and made quite an impact for many years in the Harmony Springs and the Mount Vernon community and in the Leonard area. And I want to extend, first of all, my deepest sympathies to his family in their loss. And today we're going to dedicate this portion of Clay County Corner to his memory as we reflect upon his life and remember the life of Mr. Pleas Copas. And I have with me today some special guests. I have Ms. Scarlett Asbury Gentry, who is a teacher over at Hermitage Springs School, teaches pre-K, and this is his granddaughter. And also we have his daughter, Vita Copas Hicks, with us today. And we're going to have just a little bit of remembrances. They're going to share some memories about Pleas. How are you doing today?
Great. Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And glad that you all took the time to, on this cold morning, to come over here and hang out on the corner with us. And Vita, we're glad to have you with us as well. But let's get on with our show. We have people listening. We want to talk about Pleas. I know that he played a big role in the Mount Vernon and the Harmony Springs community for many years, and that he had a garage, and that he contributed in many ways. What, share with our audience some ways in which he contributed to the community.
When he was younger, he helped to start or worked with the very first ambulance service that we had in Clay County. He was a constable for many years. I remember having the old cars that would sit out in front of the garage. I would play in them. They had like the lights that you could shine. Anyone that needed their vehicle fixed, they knew if they came to Pa, he always did a great job. They never left there with any complaints.
Oh, that's great. That's great. What, Scarlett, is your best memory of your grandfather?
There's so many. I could go on and on. But thinking back to my greatest and fondest memories of him is just the way that the love that my grandmother and grandfather shared. It was unmistakable. Anyone looked at him. I loved to hear him always just refer to her as Miss Copas. And I always tell my husband, I know you love me, but I don't think you love me like Pa loves Grandma. That kind of love, you just don't see that anymore.
You're right about that. I mean, and the things that they saw and witnessed during their marriage. How many years were they together?
Oh, gosh. I think we counted up, was it over 60 years? I'm not sure.
70.
About 70 years.
Wow. I wish every person could have a marriage and a love like that. And thanks for sharing that. And one thing that amazes me, though, with a Remember show like this, when we lose someone like this, it's a loss of history. And his having lived 92 years, I mean, losing someone of that man's caliber is tough because the changes he saw during his life, having grown up during the Depression and by the time he's an adult here, the United States is involved in the Second World War and then the changes that came in the 50s and the technology in the 60s and the first man on the moon and such. Did he ever, in his life that you can remember, did he ever comment any on those changes that he witnessed during his life?
I think one of the biggest changes for him was in education. Literally starting out with a piece of chalk and chalkboard to would see me sit with my cell phone and know that there was things in my classroom when I would talk about smart boards and iPads and things. You know, it was just completely foreign to him.
Absolutely.
But he was so proud of all of his grandchildren and children, and that was one thing that he was adamant about, get an education. So I think that probably is the major change that he saw through the years.
I remember my grandfather, I was a little over 6 years of age, being at home when Neil Armstrong was on the moon and was and all that was going on, and he was watching television, and we weren't allowed to speak. I mean, it was silence as we sat and watched that, and it's just amazing, as you said, the things that we take for granted today, to him, it's just sort of shrugging your shoulders, what's that? But he knew that it served a purpose. All right. Well, I know that during his life he saw many things happen. I know some things were good, and I'm sure he witnessed some things that were bad. But looking at things through his eyes, can you think of anything that he wished that he could have changed? If there's any contribution he could have made, can you think of anything that he may have wished that he could have done differently?
I don't think he would have necessarily done anything differently. He wouldn't have changed his life. He loved his life. He was so proud of his family. You couldn't probably talk to him without him mentioning the success of his children and his grandchildren. I think probably one of the hardest things in his life was going through World War II. He suffered a lot there, and it was many years before he could talk about that, even to his family. But as far as changing anything, I don't think he would have. I think he was very satisfied with the life that he led.
Well, that's great. What were some of his Pleasant's interests? What were some of the things that gave him satisfaction?
When he was younger, he really loved airplanes and race cars, things like that. But as he got older, he loved antique cars. People came from states away to see his old cars. He was known far and wide for that and got many, many awards, won lots of car shows for him. He was meticulous with them.
Which car was he most proud of?
That would be his 1916 Model T.
Do you guys still have it?
Yes, we do.
I'm coming to visit very soon.
Great.
I would like to
We'd
see
love
that.
For you, too.
I love old cars myself. I've had them in the past, and they're a lot of maintenance, but they're a lot of fun when you have time for them. Well, I do know also, and you had mentioned World War II a while ago, and I realize that all the surrenders took place 72 years ago this year, but even though it's been almost a quarter of a century, that war still impacts many, many people that are alive on this earth today. And you said that he had a hard time talking about it, but I do know that he was decorated and was a decorated veteran. Could you talk some a little bit about that this morning?
Sure. Popeyes, he won the Victory Medal of World War II. He had a Good Conduct Medal, the European African Medal. It was a campaign medal with two Bronze Stars. And during World War II, he fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He crossed the Rhine River and met the Russians. That was in 1945. And he was in the Fighting 69th. That was their motto. He was part of the 88th First Infantry, 69th Infantry of the Army.
I know that that's a long way from Mount Vernon to to the Rhine River.
Definitely.
And congratulations on the service that he gave to our country. And
Thank you. That
means a great deal, and I know that's a source of pride today. But in that day and time, those people simply did what they had to do.
Yes.
My grandfather contributed, but he never would talk about the work that he did and worked at Oak Ridge for a while in the mid-40s. And it's no wonder why that generation today is, and I believe it was Tom Brokaw that may have coined this, that the greatest generation and the things that they witnessed, people that were born in the teens, people that were born in the 20s, that in their younger years and in their early adulthood, I mean, beginning with the 1930s, the horrific times, the turmoil in this country with the Great Depression, and then just as soon as it looks as though things are about to pull out and the economy begins to improve, all of a sudden, 1939, the onset of war, and then we're here we are in war in 1941, and many, many lost it all. They gave all. All gave some, but some gave all, as we sometimes hear. And certainly appreciate the service that he gave. And as I said, they did what they had to do. And in this day and time, I know that there are a lot of good people in this day and time, but I know that some in this generation would struggle if all of a sudden they were thrust into that sort of a scenario. And we certainly live in a different world today as what they faced in the 30s and the 40s, and then it was survival.
Yeah.
And certainly glad that he came home safely and the mark that he made and what he contributed to our county. And I want to ask you another question, and we're just about finished. But in closing, I realize that he was just a wealth of information. What would be some advice that the two of you might remember that you could share with our audience today? Maybe a saying or thought or something that he might have contributed to a conversation.
We discussed this together, and there were so many things that he tried to tell us as kids and even as we became adults. But one of the things that he was adamant about was to get an education. He always wanted to make sure that all of his grandkids, no matter what they did, whether it was going to college or join the workforce, was to be a productive citizen. And one of his favorite things to say was to get an education because no one could take that away from you.
Okay. Anything else that you'd like to add this morning, Scarlett and Vita, as we prepare to wrap this up?
Just how blessed we were to have him for those 92 years and the influence that he's gave us. We're passing that on to our children and grandchildren. And we're so thankful to be able to come on your show today and share with the people of Clay County and others that what a great man he was.
Well, thanks for coming and keeping the memory alive. And we're glad that you came over this morning and that you've been hanging out with us on the corner for a little while. Once again, our first guests this morning have been Vita Hicks and Scarlett Gentry as we reflected upon the life of the late Pleiscopus of the Mount Vernon community. Thank you all for being with us today. Hope that all of you, but that both of you have a safe trip home. And once again, thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. You're with Clay County Corner, and we will be back in just a few moments after this break.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, Leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
You're back with Clay County Corner, the show that's all things Clay County. And we want to remind everyone that we have a call-in line here. If you want to call in and announce birthdays or anniversaries or perhaps a significant event in the community, and that number is area code 931-243-5574, 931-243-5574. We have several birthdays and anniversaries that we will announce in just a few moments. And near the conclusion of our show, we will draw for a delicious ice cream cake that is donated each week by the Dairy Queen in Salina. Well, it's time to begin with our second guest this morning. We have our third guest who's in the studio. And we may ask him a question. We're going to save some things for him for the last part of the show. We have with us this morning Coach Rob Edwards of the Clay County Bulldogs. Mr. Edwards, we're glad to have you with us today.
Glad to be here, Kenny.
First of all, I want to congratulate you on the season that you've had thus far. I know that it's been quite a ride for you. Exciting.
It has. We've had a lot of fun, and it's been a lot of hard work. You know, start conditioning way back in October or something, and we've been working at it ever since pretty regular.
You guys been eating, drinking, and sleeping basketball now for over 4 months, and right now the fruit of your labors is coming about as we begin the district tournament this week. I'm about to ask you something that I'm sure that you've heard a number of times in the last few days. What are your feelings when it comes to this year's tournament play? I mean, what's your intuition about it?
Well, you know, we're the one seed going in. We were 7-1 in the regular season. District play, lost at Jackson County is the only game that we lost, and you know, Jackson played well that night, deserved to win. But going into the tournament, we're the favorite to win it. Monterey first round game, I think, is probably the most talented team in District 7A. They've got two kids that are 6'5 and 6'6. They have good guard play. They have good shooters. They're depth. They play 8 or 9 guys. And so that's a really, really tough matchup for us in a first round game tomorrow night. But we show up and our kids are tournament tested. These guys have played since they were sophomores, and even the young guys played in the tournaments last year and got a lot of minutes, and so we're tournament tested, and we don't think that the bright lights are going to bother us. We think that we show up tomorrow night and they throw the ball up and the popcorn starts popping, we're going to be fine.
Will that game be at Livingston tomorrow night?
That Livingston, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. And this is against Monterey. Okay. All righty. I know that, people certainly get pumped up for the tournaments. And I've visited some of them, attended some of the games, and just went to see so many people from all around the county and other counties to come and watch these games. It really means a lot. It contributes a lot to our community and to the surrounding communities. But I know that right now, for all that's going on, that you have next season in the back of your mind. I know. What are some of your feelings about that?
Well, it's way, way back in the back of my mind, Kenny, right now. But
okay.
You know, we're going to, of course, we lose a great senior class. We lose one of the best, one of the hardest working senior classes that that I've ever had in my 17 years at Salina and Clay County. These four guys that come in on the weekends, come in early in the mornings before school and get shots up and just do things that it takes to be extra special. And we're really going to miss these guys. But at the same time, we have a lot of talented young guys coming back. You know, we're only going to have one senior next year, and that's Seth Ogletree, but our sophomore group and our freshman group, and we're going to be fine. You know, Clay County basketball is not going away. It's going to survive this graduating class, and you know, we expect to have another good season next season.
That's great. Glad to hear that. But do you have any players on this year's team that you might consider possibly be breakout players for next year? Players that this year are showing signs of stepping up a notch.
Well, like I mentioned before, you know, Seth will be our only senior, and he's been a starter for us all year, and has really improved as the season's gone along. Got his game under control a little bit. He was a little bit out of control early in the season. Got some foul trouble, but really been playing well for us the last 10 or 12, 15 games. We expect him big things out of him next season. Our sophomore class, like I said, Jake Ashlock and Gavin Silk's been a starter all year as a sophomore and really produced well for us. Been our second leading rebounder, our second leading scorer. I said Jake, but he's a freshman, not a sophomore. But Heath Kimes, and we've got a lot of good minutes out of B.J. Emerton. Sage Tiernan's given us some big minutes at some times, and when we got in foul trouble and had to go deeper in the bench. We expect Ben Bailey next year to probably get some varsity minutes. He's got to get in the gym this summer, and as all these guys do, and spend time working on things they need to get better at. But if they do that, then all those guys are going to contribute a lot next season.
All righty. I know that Tyreek Key will certainly be missed in the 2017-2018 season, and I know you have only a few games left with him, which we ultimately hope is going to result in a state championship, and it would be so wonderful for it to end like that. If you would share a little bit with our audience about your feelings at this time, knowing that it's about to come to an end pretty soon.
Well, hopefully later than sooner. But
absolutely.
Tyreek is part of this senior class, and like I said, this senior class is special. Tyreek's a special kid, as everybody knows. He's the kind of kid that only comes along, if you coach 25, 30 years, once in a career, maybe. And some careers, you never get a kid like Tyreek as far as his athleticism and his ability to score and be a good leader. He's the kind of kid that makes you want to be a better coach too, because you feel like that you've got to give it everything you have to, because he gives it everything he has every night.
Certainly visible in the community, and also an all-round clean-cut fine young man. And appreciate those thoughts on that. And I'll tell you what, we're going to miss him here, but I'm excited for his future, as are many people. And we wish him all the best as he begins his athletic career next year at Indiana State. And I know, I'm pretty certain that people from our area will be making road trips to Indiana to see him play. I know that Terre Haute's about 5 hours away, a little over 5 hours, but I'm certain that some Clay County tags will be seen up there at some games later on in the future. And hopefully some of us might get together and make a trip up to see him.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think there'll be some. We've kind of joked around the gym there about if we had some Indiana State Sycamore T-shirts made up, we could probably make a lot of money as a fundraiser, you know, because everybody, lots of people would want to buy one. But you know, our community supports our guys and our girls and all our athletic programs as well or better than any community that I've ever been around. There probably hasn't been maybe two or three games all season we were on the road where the home team had more fans than us, because typically we travel well, and you know, so our fan base is great.
I learned yesterday that Tyreek has been nominated once again for Mr. Basketball, and he would just quickly tell our audience the criteria for being nominated for that.
Well, there's a process of the TSSAA will send out ballots to all high school coaches in the state, and all high school coaches are able to nominate players that they're aware of that's deserving of the award. Now, typically, that, you know, kids that score a lot of points and you know, just the best players in the state, essentially. So. So once that, once all those ballots are back in, the TSSAA determines the top nominees, the top five, six nominees. It's a pretty secretive process. They don't tell you a lot about it. But what we've done is we've kind of campaigned for Tyreek the last couple of years by sending out a lot of flyers, a lot of text messages, a lot of emails to all across the state to different coaches and different contacts that I've got to know through the years. And, he's nominated once again. You know, his numbers say that he should be Class A Mr. Basketball. Doesn't always go that way, but you know, that we're definitely pulling for him to get it.
We're here, absolutely. I know that time is short, but quickly before we take our break, I understand that some changes are being made to our district this year and or region. Will there be some new teams on the schedule this next year that you're aware of?
Well, next season we're going to go from five teams in District 7A to having eight teams, and we'll be District 6A. The additional teams will be Red Bull and Springs, Gordonsville, Trousdale County. We'll make up the existing teams now, plus those three will make up the District 6A next season. We already play Red Bull and Gordonsville home and home each year, so the only new team that'll be on our schedule district-wise will be Trousdale County. Our region's also going to change. We're changing from Region 4A to Region 3A. And on the other side will be South Pittsburgh, Van Buren County, Whitwell, and Hardy Memorial. They're also in South Pittsburgh down near Chattanooga. So it's going to be a different experience. The location of our region tournament's probably going to change. Hasn't been determined yet. But it won't be at Watertown, and most likely won't be at Livingston. Watertown is going to AA, so they won't be in our region anymore. Good Pasture, who's currently in our region, is going to go private, Division II, and so it just kind of eliminated District 8A.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Coach, and wish you all the best in tournament play. You're with Clay County Corner. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner, the show that's all things Clay County. At this time, we're going to announce our birthdays and anniversaries that have been calling in on the line during the last week. And at the end of the show, we will draw for one of these people to win a delicious ice cream cake from the Dairy Queen here in Salina. If you would like to call on this number once again and contribute, the number is 931-243-5574. First birthdays that I have is Robert Meadows and Robin Meadows. Robert's birthday is the 21st. Robin Meadows' birthday is the 25th of February, and they were called in by his family. Emma Trent will celebrate a birthday today, February 16th. Happy birthday, Emma. This is from Pa and Granny Miller. Also, we've been asked to remember the anniversary of Dale and Pandora Reagan. They celebrated their anniversary on the 14th, and this is called in by their children. Lisa Davis has a birthday on the 14th, and this was called in by her family. We want to recognize Randy and Charlotte Copeland on their 25th anniversary yesterday on February 15th. Also, Coretta Denton celebrated a birthday on February 14th. Happy birthday, Coretta. And Reggie Ballard will celebrate a birthday on February 19th on Sunday. This was called in by Peggy Ballard and Hope and Cody and family. And also, we've had birthdays called in, but dates were not given. And these were the birthdays of Faye Watson and Amy McLaren. So want to wish both of them a happy birthday. As I said, we don't know the dates, but happy birthday to all of those. And in just a few moments, we will draw to see which one of these lucky people is going to win an ice cream cake. Well, it's time to get back to our show. We have our third guest with us today, and Coach Edwards is going to contribute. He's going to sit in as well and make contribute some more. But we have with us this morning the coach of the Lady Bulldogs, Mr. Matt Walker. Matt, good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
First of all, I want to congratulate you on just about wrapping up your first season. You've got it in the books, and congratulations on the season you've had thus far.
Thank you. It's been a good ride for a first season. Got a great bunch of kids to go through that ride with. Got a nice mix of young players as well as three seniors that's done a good job leading our team, and made it a great experience for me.
All right. I'm about to ask you something. I asked this question just a few minutes ago to Coach Edwards, and I'm sure people are talking to you about it as well. What are your feelings when it comes to tournament play this year?
I'm very excited for the tournament play this year. I feel like we've got a chance to beat any team in it. I feel like there's four teams in our district that are among some of the best in our state, just as it is from year to year. Our district's one of the top of the line as far as girls basketball goes. You got some great coaches in our district that have their teams ready to play every single year. There's really no rebuilding years at Clark Range and Jackson County, and Coach Smith at Pickett County has done a good job getting his program going. So we come in as the four seed, so we're looking to upset somebody that was picked ahead of us, and I feel like if we play our best game, we can beat any one of the top three teams.
I know that looking around at going to the various high schools and you seeing state championship banners on the wall, this is a tough girls' district for basketball.
There's a lot of pride surrounding our district, and that comes with the tradition. You know, several of our girls have had parents that played for the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs, and they've been a part of some of that tradition and some of those banners that we've hanged over the years. So we're trying to get back to that tradition and try to hang one ourselves.
That would be great. I know that one of your players has celebrated a milestone in the last few weeks, and that is Jada Kerr. She's a junior, am I correct?
She is a junior. Jada's a three-year starter for the Lady Bulldogs. Not just her scoring, though. We appreciate everything Jada brings to the table. She's one of our team leaders. She gives her all every time she takes the court. Her defense, her rebounding for an undersized guard, she gets a lot of deflections, a lot of steals. You know, she's not just a one-dimensional scorer. She's a good shooter. She's a good passer, good defensive player. Jada's just a good all-around ball player, and her tenacity is what we really appreciate in her effort.
Well, I mean, all of that is evident in the milestone she reached last week when she reached the 1,000-point mark. And reaching that kind of mark, that's just evident of the kind type of player she is. And so we want to congratulate her on that. Okay, I know that for all you've got going on right now, and I asked this question a while ago of Coach Edwards, you also have next season in the back of your mind. And what are your feelings about that?
We try not to think about next season too much. We don't want to look ahead. You know, that would be a disservice to our seniors. We've got three seniors right now that's trying to give it their all. And as a team right now, our goal is to play one more home game. You know, we're going to try to win our game tonight and give these three seniors one more home game on their home court and be sent off the right way, hopefully. But next season, though, we do have a good mix of younger classmen as well as eighth graders coming up. So I'm excited for the future. Excited to continue building what this bunch of young ladies has already started.
Who are your senior starters, by the way, if you would name them for the audience?
McKenna Biles, Caitlin McLean, Tamika Smith. Three talented young ladies, three exceptional leaders, three great role models in the community, excellent students. They've done a lot for our program. Like I said, we're just trying to send them out the right way and give them one more home game.
Well, do you have any players this year that are in the underclass that you, besides Jade, of course, that you see that are really stepping it up, and you could probably say they may be breakout players that are really going to shine next year? Do you recognize anyone like that? Or?
We've got a great mix of underclassmen. We start three underclassmen. We start Tyler Strong at the point guard position. She's had a great season for us. She's a sophomore. We start Kenzie Arms, who's a sophomore. She's had a great season. She's working her way back from an injury right now, but I'm tickled with her progress and look forward to her next season. And Jada Kerr, as you've already mentioned, 1,000-point scorer, great ball player. And Brittany Boone as well. She's a junior. She's done a great job for us this year. She's chipped in on double figures multiple times. She's had an 18-rebound game. She just does the dirty work that a lot of people don't see, a lot of people don't appreciate. Off the bench, we have another sophomore, Maddie Harlan, plays great defense for us. Kara Butterworth comes off the bench. She's made some big shots for us this year. She's made several three-pointers this season. She's a great shooter. And we had a freshman that was named to the freshman MVP this season, Courtney Claiborne. So we're looking for big things out of Courtney next year as well.
Sounds like some exciting times coming up. And just as we wish Coach Edwards all the best in the forthcoming season, we wish the same to you. But I know that Coach Edwards had told us about some restructuring that's going on in the district, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment. But any changes or anything new that you see coming down the pike, at least on a local level, for the next year at our school?
We'll be an 8-team district next year, as he mentioned, with Gordonville, Trousdale County, and Red Bull coming into our district. Right now, the top four teams going to the region. There's only five teams in our district right now, so as long as you stay out of that last spot, you're guaranteed to go. So it's not a terribly rough road to go to get to the region right now. But next year, with eight teams in it, you know, you want to be in that top half of the district and put yourself in good position. It may put a little bit more importance on the regular season to finish as good as you possibly can to stay out of that play-in game and to get a good draw for the district tournament. But the class of the Upper Cumberland is still going to be in District 7A. It's still going to be Clark Range, Clay County, Pickett County, Jackson County. Red Barn's got a great program going over there right now, but you know, the top teams in the state still reside in District 7A.
Of those that, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, and thanks for sharing those things, I mentioned from just a moment ago that this is your first season at the helm as head coach. And I realize that as a head coach and doing this, like every game's like a test you have to study for. What are some of your personal observations and or lessons learned that you may wish to share today as you wrap up your first season as a head coach?
Learned a ton from on the court X's and O's to the way that you treat your kids and deal with your kids. It's not junior high, as I've been before. It's you're dealing with, as I mentioned, seniors that are 17, 18, getting ready to start their adult lives, as opposed to you know, middle school age kids where I come from before in Hermitage Springs. The way that you treat your kids, the problems you're having to deal with these kids, that's a whole lot different from what I've come from before. X's and O's, going up against the top coaches in the state, you can't make one screen and get open. You can't jog through a play. You've got to execute night in, night out, going against the coaches we're going against. They're always going to have their teams prepared. So it's forced me to become a better coach, and I'm still learning, still growing, still adapting. I hope to do a better job next season.
When can we expect to see the Lady Bulldogs in district play? When will that game be?
We play tonight at 6 o'clock at Livingston Academy. Play against Clark Range. Clark Range has a Miss Basketball candidate, Kara Meadows, big post player. They was the number one seed from our district, so they're the favorites to win it all. They're also ranked 6th in the state right now, so we've got a big test tonight. Hopefully everybody can come out and cheer for us and hopefully push us on.
Tonight at Livingston Academy at 6 o'clock, Clay County Lady Bulldogs versus the Clark Range Lady. That's right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for being with us today, Coach, and we need to take a break. You're with Clay County Corner. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
It only takes a minute. You may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org, but you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're back with Clay County Corner, the show that's all things Clay County. We're wrapping up our show this morning with Coach Rob Edwards and Coach Matt Walker. And Rob, thank you for being on the radio with us today.
Well, thanks for having us, Kenny. I want to add one thing real quick if I can. You're talking about folks going to Terre Haute, Indiana to see Tyreek play next year. The closest game they'll have to us will be in Bowling Green. Indiana State will play at Western Kentucky next season. I don't know the date, but you know, once the schedule comes out, folks can get on there and the website and see, so they won't have to travel hardly as far to see one game at least.
All right. Matt, glad to have you with us today, and I want to wish both of you guys all the best as we begin term play. And
thank you. Appreciate being here. Appreciate the community support. Look forward to seeing everybody tonight.
Well, I have these gentlemen in here with me. We're going to draw at this time for the delicious ice cream cake that's donated each week by the Dairy Queen in Salina. And Mr. Edwards, you have the honors of choosing the winner. All right. Looking at our list and what he's drawn, the winner of the ice cream cake this week are Randy and Charlotte Copeland. And so congratulations to Randy and Charlotte Copeland. You will need to go by the Chamber of Commerce in Salina to receive your coupon so that you can take it to Dairy Queen here in Salina and redeem it for that delicious ice cream cake. Congratulations to all that are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries and to others that we may not have known about, but happy birthday and a happy anniversary all of you. And coaches, once again, wish you guys all the best. Some announcements that I have is, once again, is that the Clay County Lady Bulldogs will be playing tonight at 6 p.m. against Clark Range Lady Buffaloes, and this will be at Livingston Academy. Matt, wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Coach Edwards, you'll be playing tomorrow night at what time?
6 p.m.
At 6 p.m. at Livingston, also against Monterey. So we wish you both all the best in tournament action this year. Okay, guys, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right. I have some other announcements to make as we wrap up Clay County Corner this morning. Few other things that I would like to share. Here's some of the announcements that I have. One announcement is that the Friends of the Clay County Library will host their annual chili lunch February 24th at the Methodist Activity Center. And tickets are $5 with choice of cookie, drink, and chili. Tickets are available at the library. And meals can be delivered or you can pick up between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. And all proceeds from this will go to the library building fund here in Salina. This will be on Friday, February 24th at the Methodist Church. Also, another announcement that I have is that Clay County Adult Education is offering free classes toward a high school diploma. If you did not graduate from high school and would like to work toward an equivalent degree, you can call 243-55164 for additional information. This is area code 931-243-5516. If you did not graduate high school and you would like to go back to receive your diploma, the equivalent, and you may wish to pursue higher education or it may be something that you would like to do, we want to certainly encourage you to get involved and to do this. And so 243-5516 is the number. Another announcement that I have is that commodities recertification for 2017 to the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency is currently taking place. And if you know someone who would benefit from this, or if you would benefit from this, please call the UCHRA 243-3674. 243-3674. You can go by and visit there, or you can call this number to receive or to find out about qualifications for receiving commodities. I want to send out best wishes to Mr. Harold Stone. Harold Stone has been under the weather for the last two or three days, and he was released from the hospital on Tuesday afternoon. And so we just want to send out best wishes to Harold and to wish him a speedy recovery. Another announcement that's been brought to my attention that we need to make everyone aware of is that there will be no school in the Clay County school system on February 20th. This is on Monday. Monday, February 20th, there will be no school as we celebrate President's Day. And so you may want to make, if you're not aware of that, you may want to make note of that. February 20th, no school in the Clay County. Another announcement that I would bring to everyone's interest is that local rescue squad reinstatement is being considered by the county, and so we will hope to be able to talk about that on our program at some time in the future. And once again, we want to remind everyone of the basketball games that are taking place tonight and tomorrow night. Tonight at Clark Range, 6 p.m., our Lady Bulldogs will play Clark Range, and on Friday night at Livingston Academy at 6 p.m. Our Clay County will play the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs will play the Wildcats. Yes. Okay. We'd like to take a station break. We'll be right back just a moment. This is Clay County Corner.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
You're back with Clay County Corner, the show that's all things Clay County, and have Mr. John Keaton with me today as we prepare to finish our show. How you doing today, John?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine.
All right. Thank you for sitting in with us for a minute. He's brought some additional announcements in to me that I need to remind everyone of. Ordinarily, the Clay County Corner would ordinarily broadcast tonight at 6 p.m. Clay County Corner will be broadcast, the rebroadcast of this morning's show will be at 5 p.m. rather than at 6 p.m. And usually we're at 6, and so if you're wanting to listen to us again or tell someone else to listen to us, just be certain to tell them it's at 5 p.m. instead of 6.
Program alert.
Okay, yeah. I think you said this is the first for this show. It's first time
we've done it this season, right. Oh. Tonight, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell anybody you want to tell. We were talking a little bit about the veterans books that are available.
Oh, yes. We want to commend Mr. Rick Buford and others of the local veterans that have spent a great deal of time compiling information and photographs of men and women who have been veterans in Clay County going all the way back to the war between the states. And these books are now available. If I'm not mistaken, they're available at both of our local banks and also at the public library here in Salina and at the Chamber of Commerce. And I had the opportunity to take a look at one of these books this past Sunday and learned a lot of people that I know that are veterans. I had no idea. But
and it's full of pictures, too.
And I do believe they plan on doing some additional work with that, maybe a revision as people see the work and as more and more people compile information for this. And one thing that we can't say enough about are our veterans and the memories of and what they've done and what they've contributed toward this country. Just as earlier in our show, we had the ladies with us who, as we remembered the life of Mr. Plascopas, who was a decorated veteran in World War II. And,
getting back to the veterans books, I brought one back, a man who works across the street who calls our basketball game, well, shoot, I can't talk. Football games, John Osgathorpe, his kinfolk are from here, and his dad, I believe, was in World War II or something, and he had uncles and all kinds of stuff, and he brought a bunch of pictures down. So, I mean, the people in this veterans book, they're far-reaching, they're kinfolk and everything. It's a pretty cool little book.
And I was able to contribute the names of one or two people that I knew of that were veterans. And I found out one of my uncles, several times removed, had served. I believe he may have been in the Spanish-American War around that time, so I may try to see if I can come up with a picture of him being in the Army during that time. Also, one other thing that I want to add, and two of my friends that have celebrated birthdays this week, and I did not mention earlier, I want to say happy birthday to Jennifer Lynn, who celebrated a birthday on February 15th, and Francis Donaldson, who will celebrate a birthday tomorrow on the 17th. All right. Well, we're so glad that you have decided to be with us today here on Clay County Corner. And from all of us here at the program, we're glad that you listen to this and want to thank those of our sponsors that helped to make this show a reality every week. We will be once again rebroadcast tonight at 5 o'clock, and you can listen, and we'll be back before you know it. We hope to be back next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And any final words, John?
Well, I think we need to let the people know that we are going to have a fine weekend this weekend for weather.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I am so looking forward to this. We're talking about up in the 60s, possibly 70s. It is going to be absolutely gorgeous.
And I think that might be preview of coming attractions of what we're hoping to see in the near future.
And if you look around, some of the grass is starting to turn green. There's actually some buds coming up. And so it should be pretty nice. It's time to get out and rake the yard or do what you didn't get a chance to do this fall.
All right. I encourage you to take advantage of the fine weather that's in the forecast this weekend. Once again, on behalf of Clay County Corner, this is Kenny Westmore and John Keaton. And we're glad to have been with you today and hope that you'll tune in again in the future. And from all of us here at Clay County Corner, we wish you a fine afternoon and fine day. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.